Welcome back to the Galveston Ghost Podcast. We are up to episode number 28, the podcast produced at the studios of RadioGalveston.com. And we're recording this in the middle of the COVID lockdown. And it has been 3 weeks since the city marshal paid us a visit at our place at 15th and Seawall and said that due to the virus, we had to shut down our tours. So it's been a little slow. We've had a chance to kind of catch up on things, including editing part three of the interview at the Gingerbread House. We'll get to here in a second. But if you're enjoying this and you'd love to support the Galveston Ghost Podcast, Galveston Experience Company, Radio Galveston, now's a chance to do it. You can get a twofer deal on our future tours when we open up, either on a tour or a gift certificate. Just go to galvestonexperience.com. Click on the experiences page, and we've got our ghost bus tours, our hurricane tours are going to be added here very soon, working with Hurricane Hal on that. Those are going to be pretty cool, and we've also got those very popular historic tours, and we hope that it will be very soon. We definitely will be starting it up, but just a matter of when. And if you'd like to get 50% off, use the discount code TWOFER at the experiences page at galvestonexperience.com. So coming up, it's part three of our interview with the owner of the Gingerbread House. And in this segment, her husband joins as they share some photos and videos that they've taken on the property. And Ghost Hunter Kate also talks a little bit more with them about her experiences at the Broadway Cemetery. I mean, it is a fascinating house, and there are so many stories and obviously so many entities that are there. So we have been talking on Facebook. There's a club called the 501 Club where we talk about things that have happened over at the Hotel Galvez. And Kathy Ketching and Mike Ketching from Mysticats are quite active in there, as is Melissa Hall, who's the concierge at the Galvez Hotel. And so we've all kind of, based on series of interviews we've done at the Gingerbread House, we're all discussing that we need to plan an overnight stay. So if you're interested in joining us at the overnight stay at the Gingerbread House, we'll do it at some point once this COVID craziness ends. You can get a hold of us at info@galvestonexperience.com and join us, Mike and Kathy Ketching, Ghost Hunter Kate, and everybody will bring in their heavy-duty equipment, and we'll videotape the evening. So that date is to be determined, and hopefully sooner rather than later. So if you're interested, let us know. And you can purchase a gift certificate online that'll be good for that, as well as future tours. Again, that's galvestonexperience.com. 50% off future purchases, future events and tours. The discount code is TWOFER, T-W-O-F-E-R. Great way to support us if you've been enjoying these podcast tours, and RadioGalveston.com. Speaking of RadioGalveston.com, since we have to do all the social distancing, everybody's been missing out on happy hours. For the next several weeks, we're going to be doing a virtual happy hour. It's Fridays at 5:30 Central Time, and we'd like to invite you to join us for that. You can check out the virtual happy hour event on Facebook. There's actually a poll going on there where you can vote for your choice of eras that you think produce the best music. Had a huge crowd listening last week, which was our first week of the virtual happy hour, and we plan on doing it for the next several weeks. And it's RadioGalveston.com. Just a fun way to get together while we're staying apart. And we're actually taking requests. If you want to get your voice on the air, call 409-741-3400. Press 1 at the main menu to record your request or a shout out or whatever you're doing to keep your sanity during this COVID lockdown. So now let's get on to part 3 of our interview at the Gingerbread House. Kate talks to the husband and wife that own the property, and they talk more about their ghostly experiences and show her some of the photos and videos that they've taken in the Gingerbread House.
Ever since I was small, I see.
Yeah. But I think that we say that people that are open to it are kind of like a light.
Yeah, it's like a sixth sense. They know
to go to you.
They know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they know you're not afraid. They know that it's nothing evil or bad. They're just looking for somebody.
But I had a few of them where I did get scared. Most of them I don't get scared of them, but mm-hmm. I think it was two of those. One in her house. Uh-huh. That I don't want to go out at all.
I just
get close to the window, even I get look at it. I get close to the door and I said no. Something on my inside says no. Don't go there.
And is that window?
It's that window right there. And that's what it was. That's how it's been since day one, or...
Yeah, that's how my windows are.
Yeah.
And then look at all the orbs. Yes,
and I took that picture.
All the orbs.
Yeah, that's how they are. They're just floating everywhere.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Might not have it on the other phone that I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I want to show you.
Oh, the video? Little steps? The little boys?
No, that's... Oh, yeah, that I think I have that one in here. Let me
that see. One. You see it? I mean, if you see it and you know yeah. You're going to believe that.
Yeah?
It's like this picture. I said, no, I don't believe it. But then I started looking at it. Oh. But I see him real people. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I see like a lot of people around, like in the cemetery. A lot of them. And I said, whoa.
There's one in the cemetery... And they mess with me because, like, I have a fancy speaker that goes on my phone, and I picked it up and I set it down I don't know how many times this morning, and I never forget things. Never. Mm-hmm. And I got to the store and I said, Margaret, where's my blue case? And she said, well, you had it in your hand when you walked out.
That means they're strong.
I did. And it's at home. I had to call my husband. I said, where's my blue case? He said, it's in the weirdest spot. He's like, I don't know why you would put it there. I said, I didn't. I had it in my hand when I walked out that door. I know it. It's very, they do things. But I have a spirit box where I can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one, his name is Toby in the cemetery. And he has a real deep voice. And every time I go, he'll say, hey, Kate, hey. And he talks to us. Yeah.
I cannot talk to them. I can. I can see them.
Yeah. I have to use its white noise. It goes...
Oh, okay, it's like, yeah.
And then I'll say, how are you? You know, this and that. And my mama's not a believer. And so I took her to the cemetery one day with it. And we were sitting there and I said, are you okay? And she said, I'm okay. A voice did. And I'm like, who is this? And she said, Mrs. Blankenship. And my mom was about that far away. She stood up and she came over and she said, I heard that. I heard her name. So.
And where did you get that box?
So it's a... battery operated radio, and then I attach it to a speaker and you put it on scan.
Oh, okay.
And it just goes, as it scans through, it just goes, so there's no
picking up. Yeah.
And so as we sit there, and I always do a test run, and I do 10 to 20 minutes and just let it go to make sure I'm not picking up a radio station. And once I'm satisfied that I've sat there long enough that I haven't gotten any music through it, then I'll start saying, and I have a little thing that I say, and I say, okay, and, you know, I'm here to talk to you, and, you know, and there's one that, a little girl that she'll laugh, and she says, I think her name's Josephine, she's like, hey, mama, and then there's another one that he goes, I'm okay, and that's all he says. I don't know his name or anything, but those are the three that I hear most frequently when I go down to the Broadway Cemetery.
Yeah, it's just...
But it's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was telling her the story about the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
When he put it down and we came.
That's the video. Show the video.
No, I don't have it. Oh, this one. Here's this one. You can see there's two. See, I did a flower bed on the side of my house. So I'm thinking that the little boy that is on
two of them.
There's two because there's two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that the little boy on one of them doesn't want to step on my flower bed. But the other one pushes him. You can see, look.
Oh my God.
See, one pulls that way.
Yeah.
Look, you see little feet.
Yeah.
One pulls that way, but the other one keeps pulling this way, and then they go to that tree, and then they go that way, and then they disappear. But
oh my gosh.
And you see the little feet. Look at that.
Look, you see the little, walking, two little walking, legs. Walking.
Yeah.
And the night before that, one of our dogs.
Yeah, my dog passed away.
Passed away. But actually, she
didn't die.
She got beat up.
She didn't die. She didn't die that night. A night before, I have three pit bulls. Well, two pit bulls, two girls, and an English-American bulldog. So he's tall.
Mm-hmm.
Pure white, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really calm. At night, you know, during the day, they stay outside. So at night, when we got home, I opened the door and I told them to come in because they sleep inside.
Mm-hmm.
So when I call them in, two of them came in, but one of them didn't. Her name is Mika. And when she didn't came in, I told my daughter, go get her. Why she doesn't want to come in? So when she went out there to go get her, she noticed that she was bleeding.
Mm.
I'm like, oh my God. And when she brought her in, she had like somebody just scratched her. She had a hole this big and deep. And I'm thinking that it went into her lung or her breast. I mean, they beat her up so bad. And I'm thinking, you know, he was saying it has to be the dogs. But no, because when they have fought before, you can see blood on them. Especially the white one, you know. But he was really clean. I mean, they were clean.
All two of them
were clean except her. She was like they dragged her on because she was filled with dirt too. And it was so weird because there wasn't even dirt in there. No, it was grass.
And then the thing is that they weren't in a cage. It's 10 by 5.
So yeah, it was in a big cage.
A small place. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's not that they were losing the hat. It was a cage like that big.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when she brought her in, I told her to take it to my bedroom restroom. And she put it in a tub, and I started cleaning her. And that's when I noticed that she had big holes, you know, like dip. And then they dragged her, like, here, like nails. And then I called my son, and I told him this happened. So he came. Because I had her since she was a baby. She was 10 years old. So he came and he started crying. I told her, I don't think she's going to make it. The next day, I took her to the vet so they can see. And she passed away in the waiting area. Mm. And we buried her and everything. But that night, when that happened...
94, right?
Yeah, that was the night. And I found... on that tree. Amazing. Mm-hmm. On that tree, I found a papaya. A fruit.
On the tree?
On the tree, on the floor. And then when he came out, when he came out, he's like, somebody left a papaya on the thing. And he was like, that means something. He's like, go look in the cameras, see who did it. So when I was looking, that's when I saw that.
But they did that so you'd look in the cameras. Somebody had to put that because you wouldn't normally go look in your cameras.
No, we won't even look at the cameras. Mm-hmm. So when he told me go look, you know, somebody had to leave it there. So when I looked, and I saw this video, you see, and that's where I found the papaya. So I don't know if they're the ones they dropped it there. Or what? Because you can see clearly where they... Yes, and if it wasn't because of him telling me, go look who left it there, I would want to notice. And then the following day, the fruit disappeared out of nowhere. It was gone.
It was a sign for that and then that and the fruit.
Something.
I don't know.
Yeah, and it was so weird. And she passed away and... To me, because I asked the person that I tell you that when I met the Misa, mm-hmm. that brought the lady for the spirits, mm-hmm. I talked to him and I told him, you know, this happened. And he's like, it's bad that she passed away, but sometimes the animals that we have at home and somebody does something to you, sometimes the animals are the ones that pick up the bad stuff, you know, like the birds or... You know, if dog dies, you know, out of nothing, you know, it means that they try to do something, and she's the one.
Children are healthy. And
yeah, she was a blue pit bull, but she was a Boudreaux bloodline. Mm-hmm. She was big. She was 10 years old. You know, they're inside dogs, so
yeah.
I mean, she was really healthy, and the way they did, you know, she was all hurt. I mean, it was so weird.
That is odd.
Yes, it was odd. So, and that video came from that. It was and I showed them. God. I showed them the older couple, the video, mm-hmm. and they were like, "Oh my God, send it to me." But here, and that happened with the Christmas tree. And when I was recording and saying to my mom, and I felt like happy, mm-hmm. you know, like yeah. And I was telling her, you can see the balls moving. You know, that little icicle, you can mm-hmm. see it moving. But it was, and my mom was like, "Oh my God, they love Christmas because they wanted to decorate it."
Yeah.
And upstairs, I have a Christmas tree on the last bedroom on Charlie's room. Mm-hmm. And when it was time to put it up, I said, you know, I put it in the closet and set it up. And the following day, I will come and it will be again
out.
The Christmas tree will be out. You know? So I left the Christmas tree last year until March outside because they kept pulling it out for me. You know, I kept putting it in and they kept pulling it out. The one in Charlie's room.
That's awesome.
So I just left it there for a while until I had a reservation that there was a 50 year anniversary. Mm. So they were going to do a party and she was like, "Can I put the Christmas tree up?" I said, "Yeah, that's fine, you know, but it's been out because of that." And this year, I didn't put a Christmas tree out. This year, I pulled it out and I was going to set it up and it felt like they didn't want it. It felt like they didn't want it. And my mom told me it must be. Because there's more now is a feeling of like there's someone new mm-hmm. in the house. someone newer, like they don't. And this happened in I don't know if you noticed the gingerbread house online.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old antique doll. Never seen it before in the house. Never. We've been having it for 4 years. Never seen it.
And in the next episode, we're going to hear more about where the doll came from and what some of the guests who have stayed overnight in the gingerbread house have experienced. So be sure to subscribe so you'll get notified when that episode drops. I will say that because of the time we've been given, thanks to the lock-in for the coronavirus, we've made some pretty good progress editing what was a very extended stay at the gingerbread house. And so look for that next episode sooner rather than later. It won't be the huge delay that we've had in the past. And if this sounds like a place that you'd like to visit, we definitely will be making plans to have an overnight stay once we are all released from the stay-at-home orders. So again, go to galvestonexperience.com, click on the Experiences tab, and you can buy a gift certificate or make a reservation for one of our historic hurricane or ghost bus tours to be held as soon as we are back in action at the Galveston Experience Company. So thanks so much for joining us. If you have enjoyed this, be sure to give us a 5-star review. We love that. And tell your friends all about it as well. And hopefully we'll see you soon, maybe on the seawall or hopefully at the gingerbread house. If nothing else, right back here next time on the Galveston Ghost Podcast.